The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm joined by Josh Krosshauer, his politics editor for the National Journal. Good morning, Hotline Josh on Twitter. How are you?
Good morning, Hugh. Good to be back on the show.
Great to talk to you. And at the beginning of the hour, gives us a little more time. I want to start with the CNN poll, which came out earlier this morning and showed Joe Biden had established quite a significant lead on the basis of his sudden announcement, and Bernie in second place. Elizabeth Warren in third, Pete Buttigieg in fourth, and then a bunch of also-rans, including Beto. Beto the Bust is what I'm calling him. What did you make of the CNN poll?
Being a known commodity with a close relationship with President Obama is a huge asset for Vice President Biden, and we're seeing that not only may he be the front runner, but he may be quite a formidable front runner. I know it's early. I know it's one poll. But, you know, when you have so many different candidates, most of whom few Americans know about, having a brand name, having a former vice president who is widely popular within the Democratic Party is a big political asset. I've long maintained that this first month of the campaign is going to go a long way to give us a sense of whether Biden is a strong front runner or if he's going to be a weak candidate. I think he's done pretty well in his first couple days. He's made this race about he's trying to make it a general election matchup already against President Trump. He's sort of baited the president with his opening video on Charlottesville. He's focused on the middle class at a union hall in his first speech in Pittsburgh yesterday. And look, I think when Democrats, above all else, want someone who can defeat President Trump in the general election, and Biden's strategy has been to make him seem like that strongest candidate, like the person who's best fit to do that task.
Now, let me run down, for the benefit of the audience, the actual results of the CNN poll. Biden at 39%, Sanders at 15%, Warren at 8, Buttigieg at 7, O'Rourke at 6, Harris at 5, Senator Harris from California, Cory Booker at 2, Tulsi Gabbard at 2, Klobuchar at 2, Castro at 1, Gillibrand 1, Inslee 1, Swalwell 1, Williamson 1, Yang 1, de Blasio less than 1, Ryan less than 1, and with 0, Bennett, Delaney, Hickenlooper, Messam, and Moulton. Now, I think Moulton and Ryan are waiting for Joe Biden to stumble, but that is the way it stacks up before the first debate. Interesting about the debate, they'll divide candidates into two teams of 8 or two teams of 9 or two teams of 10 max, and nobody gets the center stage the way Trump did, polling higher. So Biden doesn't get to stand in the middle and get twice as much time. I listened to pretty much everything he said yesterday. I am underwhelmed, Josh. I really am. I just think 76 is old.
It is, and I thought he was a little rusty both when he was on The View and in his speech. I thought that he hit a lot of the right notes, but he kind of rushed through the speech. He didn't, you know, savor the applause lines. He clearly, it's been a while since he was last on the campaign trail. He's done a lot of traveling and a lot of campaigning as a vice president, but not so much as a candidate himself. I still think that being a brand, and I think, you know, actually there is something of a similarity between Biden and Trump back in 2016. Trump was the guy who was playing for the working class vote in the Republican primary when a lot of the other Republicans were sort of playing for the elite, playing for people in the press like us, and Trump ultimately had the right strategy. I mean, a lot of people in the press are focused on the most progressive, the most, elite candidates, and Biden is the guy who has a lock among the Democratic rank and file, has a lock on that blue-collar base, and he showed that in Pittsburgh. Now, yeah, he's got to build that appeal, but that's a nice base to have in a crowded field like that.
Here's my pop quiz. What 76-year-old would you want running the country?
Well, you know, the what's interesting about Biden is, I mean, he'd be the oldest nominee if he was the nominee, and I think that's going to dog him throughout the campaign. It's going to be, he needs to show that he has the energy to run a really tough campaign. Bernie Sanders is even a year older than Biden. And President Trump is only a few years younger than the vice president. So you know, it's weird. I mean, we were talking about passing the torch to a new generation. Democrats have been trying to focus on youth and younger voters. Well, we could have three leading contenders well into their 70s for this presidential campaign. But I do think you're right, Hugh, that is going to be the shadow hanging over Biden's campaign, even if he does well. He's going to need to prove that he has the energy and the vibrancy in the debates, in the campaign. He's not going to be able to just say it. He's going to have to show it.
Years on the political stage, Josh Krasauer, are to me like dog years. And so President Trump and Bernie Sanders have really 4 years on the national political stage. Bernie's been up in Vermont forever, but it's Vermont, right? There are like eight people up there. But on the national political stage, he's been on for 4 years, and Donald Trump's been on for 4 years. Joe Biden's been on since 1972. So in political year dog years, he's like a Methuselah of American politics. And that doesn't, I just don't think that has any appeal to young people. And I know 39% is 39%, but wait till they get on that stage. I mean, Pete Buttigieg next to Joe Biden is a devastating comparison.
But and you're right. And Biden is actually trailing Bernie Sanders, of all people, among young voters in most of the national polls. So Biden's strength is with the over 40 crowd, not the under 40 crowd. But I will say that older people are the ones that vote. And even with all the surge of enthusiasm among millennials and the dynamic we saw in the midterms, the biggest turnout rates are among the oldest people, even in the Democratic Party. So I think it's a little I think it was always presumptuous for people to look at Twitter and then seeing what younger activists were saying on Twitter, and that was the determinant of who was going to win the Democratic primary. Biden is doing over, you know, he's dominating among the oldest voters, and those are the folks who show up in primaries and talk to.
Now I need to play for you Beto the Bust. That's my new name for Beto O'Rourke. Yesterday, cut number 12.
There is going to be massive migration of tens or hundreds of millions of people from countries that are literally uninhabitable or underwater that are above the sea right now.
Literally uninhabitable from countries that are above water right now. So, and tens or hundreds of millions of people are going to leave these now. The new Atlantis is somewhere out there. Doesn't that beg for a follow-up?
Yeah. I mean, the climate change alarmism, I mean, there's good reason to take measures. A lot of candidates are threatening. You know, Beto proposed his own version of the Green New Deal this week, and that's why he was talking about that issue. But the alarmism is done to such exaggerated proportions that I don't know if a lot of mainstream Americans are going to take these candidates seriously when they speak with such language. I agree with you entirely, and I wrote two columns saying that Beto was going to be a bust from the get-go. He's a guy who made a name for himself because he ran against Ted Cruz, but I bet you most Texas voters really didn't know what Beto stood for in that Texas Senate race, other than that he wasn't Ted Cruz, and he's having that challenge trying to find his identity in this presidential campaign, and he just had a staff shakeup. His campaign appearances have been more defined by his hand gesticulations more than his policy positions. This is actually his first policy proposal, talking about, you know, this what I would call a Green New Deal-like proposal that he put on the table. But ultimately, I just think his lack of depth on these issues is going to dog him throughout the campaign.
I'm just saying that if I'm a reporter and someone says tens or hundreds of millions of people are going to flee from countries that are above ground now and are going to be underwater, it begs for a call out, like the Anita Hill stuff begs for a call out. Joe Biden told Arlen Specter, and Arlen Specter wrote in his book that he thought Anita Hill was lying. Will the media ever apply the same standard of rigor to Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Beto as they do to Trump?
Well, Biden certainly hasn't gotten a pass on the whole Anita Hill situation, even though it was quite a while ago. The Beto, I mean, look, Beto isn't getting a whole lot of attention at all because he's flagging in the polls. He's now, I mean, he wanted to be sort of the Pete, Mayor Pete, type of campaign, and Buttigieg has stolen all his thunder. I think on the issue of climate change, he's undermining his own cause. When you're making exaggerated claims, when you're saying things that are patently absurd, you're going to lose credibility on a very important issue that voters should care about. So, I mean, I don't think Beto is doing anyone any favors with that type of rhetoric.
Always a pleasure, Josh Krasauer. Follow him on Twitter @HotlineJosh.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.